Keith.
Whoops. Let's, you want to do that one?
You want to hear the story 7, I called it. In my early 50s, I helped out at our family shoe store, Hersha's Shoes. We sold shoes and dancewear. It was easy to sell tights and leotards, and I soon learned how to fit dancing shoes. Tap, jazz, ballet, point shoes, and character shoes, the kind that people wore on the stage. And you could add taps and turn them into dancing shoes. By the way, I could speak a little Spanish then and sell shoes to our customers who came from Nogales or other parts of Mexico. I asked them to speak slowly so I could understand. I'm not sure of the day I decided, but I did decide to take tap dancing classes myself. I must have fallen in love with those cute little children tap shoes. Besides the exercise, it was just plain fun. I had always loved Fred and Ginger and all of the dancing stars. Do you remember James Cagney? He was just great and a great tap dancer. And Gene Kelly and Ann Miller, Eleanor Powell and Buddy Upson. Oh, they were all such fantastic dancers. Well, I danced once a week for 20 years. Though I enjoyed it, I don't think I ever got any better. My problem was that my ankles were too tight. You need to have flexible ankles for tapping. I remember looking back at the happy faces of the ladies that I danced with. I don't remember all their names, but we did have a lot of laughs. We used to even tap at some of the retirement homes and nursing homes. One of the most embarrassing things I did was to perform in a recital at the music hall downtown where my husband and I used to go to the symphonies. Picture yourself as a 5-year-old on the stage for the first time. That's exactly how I felt, like a 5-year-old wanting to run away. It was so embarrassing, and I much preferred tapping in the studio with my teacher and fellow tappers. And eventually, after years of tap classes, I realized that I just plain preferred watching Fred and Ginger dance. I still love watching their movies.
That's good.